Well, that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The State of the Union is, in a word, strong. President Trump's assessment delivered in a marathon address last night to a joint session of Congress.
Tonight, after just 1 year, I can say with dignity and pride that we have achieved a transformation like no one has ever seen before, and a turnaround for the ages. It is indeed a turnaround for the ages.
A turnaround for the economy, according to the president, and for the border, for international diplomacy, and for the war on crime here at home. Mr. Trump says he would prefer a diplomatic solution to the nuclear standoff with Iran, but he is not taking a military option off the table. In a feel-good moment, the president lauded America's newest Olympic heroes.
The gold medal-winning U.S. men's Olympic hockey team has visited President Donald Trump at the White House and later received about a two-minute bipartisan standing ovation during his State of the Union address. Trump also announced that the women's hockey team, which also defeated Canada to win gold, will visit the White House. The women's team had declined an invitation to attend the State of the Union due to the timing of the address. Trump also said goalie Connor Hellebuck will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger delivering the Democrat response to the president's State of the Union speech. She accuses Mr. Trump of lying and claims that Trump economic policies are harming Americans. More than 3 weeks after Nancy Guthrie vanished from her home in Arizona, her children say they're holding out hope for a miracle that will bring their mother back home. They're also offering a $1 million reward for the 84-year-old woman's return. Wall Street, Dow futures up 158 points. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abuse of believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
As anti-Semitism surges around the globe, the Auschwitz Jewish Center Foundation has hosted representatives from 26 nations. They spent several days in Poland this month on an educational tour focused on Holocaust remembrance and confronting bigotry. During the trip, the dignitaries traveled to Auschwitz, a former Nazi concentration and extermination camp where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered during the Second World War. This is SRN News. A divided Supreme Court says Americans cannot sue the Postal Service, even when an employee deliberately refuses to deliver the mail.
By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employee's actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The American consumer's confidence in the U.S. economy has improved just a bit this month after cratering in January. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose to 91.2 in February from an upwardly revised 89 reading last month. More details, SRNNews.com.